After the tragic death of 19 Granite Mountain hotshots in June of 2013, efforts were made to develop a better fire shelter. Researchers experimented with different materials that could repel radiant heat. But after testing various materials, officials at the National Interagency Fire Center in Boise said yesterday the current fire shelter developed in 2002 will continue to be used. This is the same type of shelter the Granite Mountain hotshots used. And here to tell us more about the testing and why the original design will remain in place is Tony Petrilli with the U.S. Forest Service. He was lead on this fire shelter review. Hello, Tony.
Hello.
So what? How many different types of materials and different products did you test? What was the testing process like?
Well, it was a search for materials, and we had basically three different entities testing, you know, working on this project simultaneously. The Forest Service was the lead, and we also had the NASA Langley Research Center. They also worked on the project with us, and also North Carolina State University received a grant from FEMA to work on the project as well. So, you know, between the three entities testing, hundreds of different materials and different combinations of materials were tested. You know, looking at starting with small scale testing and mostly, you know, making improvements on the convective heat resistance to slow that heat transfer inside that fire shelter.
In the end, was it a close decision to keep the current shelter? I mean, was there one that was kind of close but didn't quite make it?
Well, we did, you know, many different of these small-scale tests and also full-scale testing. We did our testing at the University of Alberta in Edmonton. They have a world-renowned test facility for mostly, you know, clothing, firefighter clothing and the like. But we have a test that basically land-based, you know, a fire shelter with propane torches to do the testing in that convective environment. And there were, you know, samples that we selected, or that the fire shelter committee selected for wear testing. So we made them into prototype fire shelters and gave them to, you know, some of our hotshot crews around the nation to wear test for the summer. The closest one, closest option was, you know, about almost a pound heavier, and the bulk of that shelter was 1.7 times the size of the current shelter. So, yeah, it's about, the current shelter is about four and a half pounds. And, you know, the size would be a couple bricks, you know, a good size brick. So it is a burden for that firefighter to carry all day, every day, in addition to all their food and water and extra equipment and batteries and overnight gear with them, you know, on their back all day. So the committee really weighed what the firefighters desired in a new fire shelter. And when we did a survey, a nationwide survey to firefighters, we had almost 4,000 surveys collected, and the vast majority of the firefighters wanted a fire shelter that was lighter weight and less bulky. And so that was the option that was closest was, you know, not neither lighter or less bulky.
Yeah, it sounds like it didn't really fit the need. All right, Tony,
really
unfortunately,
was a burden.
Tony, we unfortunately have to leave it right there. That's Tony Petrilli with the U.S. Forest Service. Tony, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you.